When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This show is a Phonik Media production.
Izzy Wizzy, let's get quizzy. We're going to do a quiz to define the predictions of your life. Just for you, by the way.
Oh,
that's the plan.
Going back to the artist management days.
Izzy Wizzy, let's get quizzy. Get quizzy. Yeah, mother baby quizzy, yeah.
Hey, friends.
Hey there, you little sexy badger nuts. How the devil are you? Hope all is good in your world. Welcome to another installment of whatever this podcast is called.
Business marriage. You're going to be looking into like a crystal ball?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So today on the podcast, we've been talking the last couple of weeks. We had Rob Dyrdek a few weeks ago. Then last week we talked about the dream boom, the dream life. I'm not sure we actually clarified anything in that episode. We probably confused people more.
If anything, I mean, do we even have the time for this podcast anymore? But, well, you know, thing, is it in our dream life?
Is it in the dream life? So, but we'll come back to you. If we're going to sack you off though, guys, we're going to let you know. So
yeah,
don't worry about
we'll let you
okay?
know.
We have got, today we're doing something different. We're going to be doing no small business shout outs, none. We're going to be doing absolutely no review of the week because no one's leaving reviews. Everyone's just slagging us off on YouTube. YouTube people, didn't one of them just write disappear?
Someone just wrote disappear. And then someone just wrote 40 likes, RIP. And I was like, oh, wow.
Twats.
Okay. Anyway.
Catty. Yeah. Catty little bitches. Catty bitches. Can you be a bitchy cat?
Bitch.
Catty little bitches. Anyway, so today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about predicting your life. Now, I just found a quiz. I've not been through the quiz.
Oh, my God. This could be awful.
I don't know what the quiz is going to be.
So is it just me or are we both taking it?
I think
you're going to quiz me.
Yeah, let's see how we get on with just quizzing you, right? So.
Quiz.
I thought it'd be good fun to check out this quiz. It says, predict my future.
Ooh.
Take this future test now and find out, are you destined to live happily ever after? Or will you spend a few adventurous years lost in the Himalayas?
In the Himalayas?
I don't know, it's fucking random. This could be really shit. Only the most honest answers will give you the truest glimpses to your future. Are you destined to lead the life that you desire? Will you make it? Or will you die young, fat and unsatisfied?
Well, I'm not young.
Doesn't say that. You're not fat. You're definitely unsatisfied.
Oh, hey, in the bedroom? Too far. Did I take it there?
Yeah, you did.
Sorry. Oh, did I hurt your feelings?
No, I don't give a
Sorry
shit.
Sorry about that.
Right, so that's what we're going to do. This is from, I found this on Quizoni. I don't know whether this is, I've not even looked into this. I don't know whether they've made this up or whether
people
made this up.
You're probably going to have to put in your email address and they're going to send you something.
2,500 people have liked the quiz so far and about 700,000 people have done it. It's a 17 question test.
Oh my God.
And you've got to be honest, right? And it's going to apparently predict your future, okay?
All right, and you're going to fill it in as we go.
I'm going to fill it in as we go.
So I'm ready!
Are you ready?
I'm ready!
Okay. Are you ready?
So I actually need, this is good for me, for someone else, for like a computer to take my future into their hands.
Are you ready? If you are, I will. Gladiator, ready! Haley, ready!
Ready?
3, 2, 1. Oh, do you remember what you say? You will go on my first whistle. You will go on my second whistle.
I used to love Gladiator. I think we've had this conversation before. I went to the live show.
I know. You led the dream life, didn't you? Right,
do
ready?
We have the power of the Gladiator?
Right, close, hang on. Serve me fucking adverts now. Right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is Hayley's quiz about Hayley's life and Hayley's quizzical life from quizoni.com. So hopefully this works out well. If not, I can only apologise. Here we go. Game show number one. Predict my future. Question one. How is your self-control?
Oh.
Non-existent, average or solid?
I'm definitely going to go average.
Really?
Are you going to go non-existent? I have control. I have semi-control, hence average. I'm very good at controlling, like, you know, I don't know. What am I good at controlling?
Well, I don't know.
I'm good at controlling, like, the kids. making everyone follow like a routine. Not so good at making my own routine.
Incidentally, non-relevant to the podcast, yep. That's the best cup of tea I've had in about a week.
Ooh.
I've had a really good cup of tea there. You're saying average, are you?
I'm going to go average.
Okay.
Lock it in.
Locking it in, average. Question two. How do you feel... Oh, this is going to be quite good, this. How do you feel when you're spending time alone? Do you feel one?
Fucking lovely.
Lonely. Do you feel two? Bored. Three, content. Or four, happy?
Oh.
So is that one? I don't know why I've gone into Chris Tarrant.
How That's do you a feel tough spend, one spend, because...
Lonely.
I feel
lonely.
Like
bored.
A-
content. Or happy.
That's a tough one because I think it's a mixture. So, like, if I'm, like, really busy, like, there's loads going on with work and then there's just loads of stuff going on in life, then when I haven't got stuff to do, like, I really struggle to, like, switch off. But then if I suddenly had you all left the house in that moment and I was on my own, I'd be probably, like, feel happy. And, like, those moments, I'm thinking those moments, those rare moments when I'm sat on my own, like, maybe you're working late, the kids are in bed, and I just, like, think, I'm not working tonight, I'm just going to chill out, and I put a film on, like, I would say content. I would say content.
How do you feel when you're spend time alone? Lonely, bored, content, or happy?
I'd say content.
Content? We're going to lock
it in. Because I'm normally watching, like, a chick flick, there's a nice romantic storyline.
You just burp then.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So you're saying content?
Content.
Content. We'll lock it in. Question
like
three.
I like the theme music, but maybe not on everyone, but...
Yeah, it's a bit much, dun, isn't dun, it? Dun, do you want to... You can have it every once in a while. What? Oh, okay. What do you do when you're stressed?
Oh, God.
Do you one, freak out or nap? Do you two, meditate?
Freak out or nap?
Yeah. All freak right, out. Yeah. Freak out! Dun,
dun, dun, La freak, dun, dun, so dun, chic.
Freak out!
We could do an episode just playing the sing songs.
I think that's tongues. They're playing, Sheik are playing a festival down the road.
Cool.
I'd like to see Sheik. Freak out or nap, meditate or pray, or find a solution. So what do you do when you're stressed out? Freak out or nap? I guess that's like not dealing with the situation. Meditate or pray, or find a solution. We don't do meditate or pray.
Sometimes I do though. Is that weird? So this is a really weird confession because I'm not religious at all.
What?
Yeah. Okay. What? What? What was that?
I'm just really surprised.
Really? So show me surprise face. So I'm not religious, but I definitely believe in like life after death, shall we say.
Okay.
And sometimes if things are a bit stressful, should we say, I find myself talking to loved ones that are no longer here and just be like, guys, fucking help us out here.
Do you talk to them in your mind or do you actually...
I'm just like aloud.
Do you?
Yeah.
So who do you talk to?
Like your dad, my cousin.
So what do you go? Do you
Nan
go,
and granddad.
Peghead, can you...
I'm like, come on, guys, like, help us out. Make the universe, like, help us out here.
So would you say you meditate or pray then if you're stressed?
No, because really. I wouldn't say that's what I go to. I would say, what was the third one? I think I'm definitely a find a solution person.
I think I would agree. Look at it in. Find a solution when you're stressed. Number four. What kind of... Oh, this is good. What kind of garden would you rather have? Flower garden, herb garden, or sea vegetable garden?
Sea and vegetable?
Sea. Vegetable garden. Or C. A, B, or C.
Oh, right. So like sea vegetable garden.
Flower, herbal, flower. Vegetable.
I love floral, flower garden. My nan, so like my mum's mum, she used to live in Latimer Road in Forest Gate, irrelevant. But her garden was so lovely because she just used to like throw all different seeds and flowers and it was just like vibrant colours. It was beautiful and I've always loved flowers. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not a keen gardener, guys. You're not going to see me out there with my, I don't know what you call them.
Gloves.
Shears,
that would do.
What are those things?
Louis like you, he's not outdoorsy. Nah. George is
like. I like the outdoors.
George picks up every insect, every bug.
He's like, oh, look.
He's like, look, I saved this. He's like squashed like a bug. He's like, look, I've saved this spider.
I'm like,
oh,
just
yeah.
Actually, like, ripped his spinal cord. You've not saved it, but yeah, flowers.
You've pulled its cerebral cortex out.
I do like
flowers.
In fact, I would love to have flowers in my house, fresh flowers. All the time.
You're like Elton John, aren't you? So we're going to lock in flowers. There you go. Number five. Are you... Oh, this is good. Are you a gossip? Everyone is at some point. Yes, I can't help myself, or no.
I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm not a gossip as in purposely
Fuck
go out
off.
Of my way to talk behind people's back.
You are a gossip.
But inevitably, when you're in conversations, I'm very, I'd say like I'm a very open and like transparent person. And the way I deal with any situation is talking. So me talking, putting me together with people, inevitably, yes, I guess it might come across as gossipy. So I'd say, what was the first one?
Everyone is at some point.
Yeah, I think everyone is at some point, right?
Everyone is at some point. Okay. That is correct, by the way.
Can I have some theme music?
I couldn't work out how you're going to justify that either.
I don't know how it's going to predict my future.
We'll find out.
We'll
like you say, we'll probably get to the end and be like, give us your email address.
Oh, that'd be so annoying.
Right, number six. Six of 18, so you are one-third-ish of the way through.
Wow.
Who runs your life? Who runs the world?
Girls.
Who runs your life? Me. Do you want to do it again? Who runs your life?
Girls.
Who runs your life? Me, work, or friends and family?
Me? Hang on, no. That wasn't my answer. Me, work, friends or family? Oh, God.
If you don't say work,
no,
you're lying.
I don't know. It's definitely not me.
Sir.
No, but I would say I put my friends and family first. No,
no, you fucking don't.
Yes, I do.
No,
I'm
you
always
don't.
There.
What runs your life is your fucking work, 100%.
Well, it kind of has to at the minute, I suppose. Or does it?
Or does it?
Who runs the world?
Work.
Okay. I'm not sure I agree.
It's your quiz zone, so you decide. If you feel like you need to lie to everybody, then that's fine.
I like to think it's like my friends and family, but I guess I'm not always putting everyone's needs at the top of my priority. So I hate to admit, maybe you're right.
Am I though? Because I don't want to force my...
Work.
We work. Locking it in. Work. Fine. Number seven. What's your money situation like? Is it good, fair, poor, or I-O-O-O?
Oh dear. I mean... How truthful.
Oh, but you've got to be very truthful with yourself.
I think it's probably the worst one at the minute.
I'd say it is, yeah.
I remember someone saying to me, honestly, running your own business, you need deep pockets because the first few years, you're going to be just putting everything you've got into that business. And I have to say, there are moments when I'm like, oh my fucking God, that is so true because it is... Tough.
I think, but it depends on the business that you're running, right?
Yeah.
There's certain people like, I'm not going to sort of like purposefully slag them off, but like,
don't say any names.
No, but okay, yeah.
We're not a hater.
No, we're not haters. But what I'm saying is there's certain businesses that their business model is that they just raise. Now, certain models of businesses need that, right? Like tech companies, for example, they need to raise.
To raise capital.
To keep going. So for example, Uber, whilst it might be worth $10 billion or whatever it is, it's probably worth $80 billion, but it was running at a $2 billion loss for years. But then they look at it, they go, well, we've got 5 million drivers and riders, and we've got, you know, 500 million customers. So when they change the bit, and a lot of tech companies will do this, they'll run it at a loss until they get to a point where they've got the sort of the weight of the company and it's all working.
Yeah.
And then they'll shift the model. They'll shift, but they won't keep reinvesting. They'll have the tech platform in place and then they shift to a profitability model. And then all of a sudden, that's why it's worth billions, because they start turning that negative around very, very quickly. I only know because I was listening to the CEO of Uber saying exactly this. It's really interesting, actually. But when you run a bootstrap business like we have, where it's your own money that goes into it, it can just be really, really fucking tough. I think especially if...
You don't have the money to invest.
Yeah, because you have to earn it to grow it. Because, again, from the experiences that we've had, we've been around so many people who've done property and fucking hell, you see them 10 years later and they're still working a job and doing the property stuff on the side and they're flipping some properties or they're doing some rent-to-rents or some service accommodation or they're some HMOs or some fucking buy-to-lets or, deal packaging or whatever it may be. And you're just like, Jesus Christ, they are still working so hard. I think... You know, some stuff like that is a prime example. Like, property is a great way to protect and multiply your wealth.
Yeah.
But it's probably a really shit way to try and earn a living to start with.
Yeah.
It's really hard. And I think bootstrap businesses can often be the same.
Yeah.
Like I say, you have to reinvest. Because quite often, you know, you get to the end of a month. Like, we've had a brilliant month within the business. Yeah. By the time everyone's paid off and all, everything's gone out, you're like, fucking hell, there's still nothing left for you to have.
And
like,
also,
it's a profitable business, but it doesn't make you the money that you want.
And also, in the early years, almost like one good month is great, but then if you have the bad month, it can totally fuck everything up. Does that make sense? It totally fucks everything up because your outgoings are there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway. So I'm going to have to go,
locked in. Predict my future. How do you save money? Fucking hell, this will be good. I take out an exact portion. Fucking, I can't read. I take out an exact portion regularly and put it away and leave it alone. I save when I can. This almost never happens.
I hate to say it, but it's definitely C. And that is so annoying because I've always been someone that has saved money. However, people say to me, you know, like you get to Christmas and it's like an expensive time of year. And people say to me, well, just set up you can set up in your bank, can't you? Like little sub accounts.
Yeah, sub-pots, yeah.
So just do that. And then each month, just put like ring fence a bit of money. But then, as we're saying, when all your money's going back in, it feels a bit like, well, I can't actually just put that money over
that
there.
That ring fence money becomes spending money
so
for the month.
So when I say I've been good at saving, it's not that I was good at saving, I was just good at not spending. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Right? So like when I used to work abroad back in the day, we've had this conversation before, but as an entertainer, I was a manager, I earned, I don't know what it even was, like £600 a month. Yeah, so not a lot, but you didn't need any money. You got pretty much your food, your accommodation, right?
Spending money, wasn't it? Yeah.
So I would save like £400 or £500 each month. When I came back, I had loads of money. Now, that's what I'm saying. I wasn't necessarily like going out of my way to save. I just didn't spend it. And I think actually, if I think about it, where I've always thought I've been good with money, that's what I really mean.
Yeah.
I'm just good at not spending it. But I wouldn't say I save. So the question I've already said, haven't I?
You've already said, yeah.
What was it
almost
say?
Never happens, yeah. It never happens. So you've locked it in. Number 9, what material things do you need to be happy? Ooh. So what material things do you need to be happy? Shelter, food, clothes, blanket and light? Just the usual, I need all the things.
Is that 3 different things?
Yes.
What's number 2, just the usual?
Just the usual.
Yeah, I mean, just the usual. So I mean, what is just the usual?
Whatever's usual to you.
So it's not all the things. I'm pretty low maintenance.
Yeah.
What was the first one?
First one's like shelter, food, clothes, blanket, light. So like that's just like the basic essentials.
I just want to go live in a field or, yeah, I just need the earth.
So just the usual.
Yeah, let's go for the middle
just
one.
Just the usual, lock it in. We're now our guy's on 10 out of 17. If you just tune in, by the way, which you wouldn't have been, because why would you tune in?
Just deciding my life.
Just decided, predicting your
predicting
life.
Predicting, like a crystal ball.
17-point quiz-only quiz. Right, point number 10. What would you rather, I think we do this. Here we go. What would you rather do on a Friday night? Dance alone on a deserted beach on a remote island? Party in the middle of London? Backyard barbecue or just stay in? Or drive to a movie theatre with my one true love? Sitting in the back row.
Do you know what, right? When I heard dancing on a beach, I was like, yeah, you've got me. But then it was like on my own. And I was like, I don't want to be on my own. Like I love the beach and I love dancing, but on my own. So then I was like, nah. Then the next one was...
Party in central London.
No, absolutely fucking not.
Backyard barbecue or just stay in? Or drive to the movie theatre with my one true love.
So I like the idea of the barbecue, but it feels like I can't do that anyway. So I think I'd go D, because I think me and you rocking up at a little movie night would be lovely.
It would be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah. Okay, we're going to lock in the movie
night. Sitting in the back row of a movie on a Saturday night with you.
Who sang that? Was that the Four Tops?
Sitting in the back row.
Was it the Four Tops?
Temptations,
again,
who knows?
They always come up, didn't they?
Always, didn't they?
Number 11, pick a home. Hut in the mountains.
No.
Penthouse in the city. Mm. 4-bed, 3-bath in a gated community. Or an old Victorian in an old neighbourhood or a small town. We're going to pick.
Okay. Say again. Sorry.
Where are you going to go and live? Where are you going to pick a house?
Yeah.
Hut in the mountains. Penthouse in the city.
For like a weekend.
4-bed, 3-bath in a gated community.
So just...
Or an old Victorian gaff in an old neighbourhood.
No, I don't want an old house because it'll be haunted and it'll fucking freak me out. So by default, I'm just going to have to go with the third one because I'm not someone who's going to go and live and trek up in a fucking mountain. I'm not living in a haunted house. Yeah.
4-bed, 3-bath in a gated community.
Yeah, dull, isn't it? But
goes back to what we said earlier.
Let's do it.
Do you know where last week. Wilderness Road was?
Last week,
do you know where Wilderness Road is?
In a gated property.
Gated.
Love it.
Gated. Plus circle, horseshoe close. Yeah. Horseshoe close. We'll lock in 4-bed, 3-bath. Sorry, my fucking watch is going crazy. I should take this off when we're recording. Right. Predict my future. Question 7. 12 of 17. Which part of the December holidays is honestly your favourite? So Christmas, effectively. But you can't
thanks
say Christmas.
Thanks for explaining when December is, James, because I don't fucking know.
Do you want to have a little time out?
I not know the months of the year?
Right, what's your favourite part of Christmas?
That's not what you said. You said December. And then you looked at me and you went, that's when Christmas is.
Is just it in case you didn't getting know. Gifts, giving gifts, parties, giving to the poor or volunteering? I fucking know which one is not. Or going out of town to visit friends and relatives.
So we never go out of town because everyone always fucking comes to and descends on our house. So it's definitely not that one.
That's good though. Do you remember the New Year's Eve party we had this year? That was
amazing.
Wicked. Oh, mate, Rob bought his DJ equipment.
Would like to say giving presents, which I do, but again, don't feed him back into everything when life just feels like, God, we sound really miserable. But like Christmas expensive. We've had like a lot going on the last few years. So as much as I enjoy giving and love watching, it's not, can't explain it. It's nicer giving when
please
you
try.
Can feel like you can go and get what you would want to give. Does that make sense? Rather than it's like,
fucking
anyway,
hours.
Yeah, moving on.
Which
second one was giving. Receiving.
So getting gifts, giving gifts. So getting gifts is number one. Giving gifts is number two. Parties is number three. Giving to the poor or volunteering. I think we can safely roll that one out.
Never volunteered.
Or going out of town. So we have,
I mean,
we're
I give
going
charity.
Four or five.
Oh, it's got to be parties. I love it. Just everyone
oh, really?
Coming together. 100%.
Okay. We're locking parties. Correct. Pick your future. Pick a dream car.
Ooh. Ooh.
A 1950s light blue Thunderbird.
No, like fucking absolutely not.
A Jeep. A red Mustang convertible. A light metallic sedan.
What's a sedan?
Sedan is like an estate car.
Oh, God.
A high-end SUV.
Yeah.
Or a lightweight, fuel-efficient SUV.
Oh, high-end just what?
High-end SUV.
Yeah, high-end just SUV. Kind of that.
Number 14.
God, you hear that noise then? That's really weird. It's like...
Number 14. How clean is your bedroom? It's not. It's filthy.
It's so filthy, guys.
How clean is your bedroom? Very. It's tidy enough or kind of messy?
Tidy enough.
Tidy enough?
Yeah, I wish you were tidier than like you used to be. You let the side down.
Do you know what though? You said that you're really good at like not spending money when you were younger.
Yeah.
I think I've drilled that out of you, so I've ruined that like financial.
Yeah, definitely. And I've ruined the tidiness.
Yeah, because I've
used to be so when we lived together in Cyprus, we had our room had two wardrobes, didn't it? So I had one side and you had the other. And you actually went around filming it one day, do you remember? And you were like, this is Hayley's wardrobe.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It is literally like someone has just picked up all of a load of washing and just like chucked it in. And then on James's side, it was all like neatly folded, wasn't it? You
all
were
my shirts
so
for going
neat.
Out in the evening were like neatly
you were so
ironed.
Neat. I love that. And actually, I've got a laugh because you were doing some filming the other day with a guy and he was trying to help you wrap up your cables and you got really annoyed because he didn't do it properly.
Oh, yeah.
And that always reminds me of you because when I was in Cyprus, you used to be a singer in a hotel. So you used to always have your gear. And I just remember like the way you sort of like packed up your gear. It was all so methodical. So like
that?
Everything had a place.
Do you think about that? It doesn't that feel like a different lifetime
yeah,
though?
Yeah, you were so different. You were so fun back then.
2004, 2005. So what is that like? Yeah, 19 years ago.
Yeah.
And you think that my job, your job was singing and dancing in hotels and running a small team
yep.
in a resort.
And yours was...
And I was... Had the fucking bollocks, quite frankly, and just the pure ego of lost
4 hours of singing.
Lost
or something,
a job
it?
In one end of the island, come to the other end of the island,
yeah,
and just went around each of the hotels. And because I didn't have like demo discs or anything, I went into all the hotels. Said, "Can I speak to the hotel manager?" And I just said,
"Oh my God,
I'm a singer. I'm new to the area. I've come from the other side of the island. I'd love to do a night's entertainment for you for free." And if you enjoy it, you might want to book me again for another
and
night.
If you don't,
and if
you
not,
don't.
Then you've had a free night of entertainment. How does that sound? That's how I got all my... And I walked in And I remember going down the strip.
Look, that is amazing.
Think of the bollocks.
Yeah.
I would never do that now.
Where has that gone?
I don't know. I think that person, his dreams
Let
got
me
trampled.
Shake you. Where is he?
He's dead.
See if I got some electrocution.
Isn't that mad though? Like the people that we used to be.
Yeah, but I was always a bit of a... I was never that confident, really.
You're a singer. You made
doesn't
your job...
mean you're confident. Can you confident?
Well, should be,
like, I was on stage, but I wouldn't... I'd never have gone into a hotel and been like, oh, can I come and sing on your stage? Never in a million years.
Do you remember that band I used to work in? No Limits. It's four nights, four
no,
hours.
Spiros.
Spiros. No Limits band.
I just remember when you drank...
petrol.
Petrol backstage because you thought it was a glass of water and he come on, he's like... I might have to go in a minute because I've just gone and swallowed. What was it? What did I call it?
Paraffin.
Paraffin backstage.
So the night before, this is glamorous. The night before, they had a fire eater on, and he had left his fucking twat. Had left the paraffin
by
the side of the stage, but in a plastic cup. And I thought it was my water. Oh. So we're going on. We've just finished doing a song. I've literally unnecked it, and I've downed.
I'm sure you were
petrol.
Like hacking up in between like lines of the song, and then did they have to get you some milk or something? Because
I phoned the like the ambulance service. They said, oh, "Don't bring it back up again because then you'll reburn your throat." Because my throat was like on fire, so I said, "Just drink some milk." So Spiros, the Cypriot band leader, was like, "Jimmy, drink the milk," and I was
"Oh my god!" Anyway,
good times. So your bedroom tidy enough? Okay, we'll lock that in. Number 15. Which magical creature would you rather meet? Is it A, unicorn? Is it B, an elf? Or is it C, a mermaid? Would you rather meet a unicorn, an elf, or a mermaid? This one has made me question how good the answers to this quiz are going to be.
I think a mermaid.
Think a mermaid? You sure?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I've realised I've made that sound weird. I said, I think a mermaid. Because in my head it said sound like something else. Maybe it didn't. What kind of traveller are you? The sort that tarmacs a driveway. No. what kind of traveller are you? Road trips to a fun destination with lots of adventure on the way.
Yeah.
Is option one. Really?
Oh, I used to love our road trips.
Next one is I want to go to the far ends of the earth in every direction.
Oh, no.
Fuck it off. Next one is I'd like to go to a particular places most of the time. I'd like to go to particular places most of the time. Next one is nice hotels and resorts with easy to plan activities. Or the final one, I go places where I feel I can make a difference.
Oh, God, no, not that.
Who
that
are
is
those
just.
People?
No, I'm Fuck not that off. Person.
So, road and trips, far ends of the earth.
Pre children, it would have been like the road trips and like where you're going. Because you think of every holiday we've been on pre children, it's not just about the destination, is it? It's about what we've done when we've been there.
Life is
like where we've gone and travelled around, like. So like the road trips, I'm even thinking about like Oz, you know, like some of the long trips we did.
Yeah.
We actually did like road trips and they were so fun.
Remember we went to Adelaide, we drove to Adelaide.
Yeah. And like, do you remember I was actually weirdly talking to our friend Sam today. So whenever we used to travel with our friends Chris and Sam, we used to play that game in the car, do you remember? So you'd come up with like a category, so it might be like 90s boy bands.
Oh,
or,
okay, yeah.
Songs,
emotive classics,
yeah, or like, yeah. And then we each got a turn to pick a song,
yeah.
And the road trip just used to fly by, didn't it? But it was just, it was all part of the fun. So I would have said road trips, but now I'd probably be like a resort where everything's easy. But I'm gonna go road trip because that's the thing that stood out the most.
Lock it in, road trips, fine.
Lock it in. We're on the final question.
Final one, 17 out of 17.
This better give us an answer.
Afraid of the dark.
Depends what creepy people are lurking around.
As well,
I'm scared of the dark if James is in there.
Because you can't see me or what I'm doing. Oh, what's that against my leg? Oop. Was it wet? Are you afraid of the dark? Not if my love is with me.
Oh, fuck.
Number two, no. Number three, I love the dark. Or number four, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
You're scared of the dark?
I'm not scared of it, but if like, yeah, if I'm at home and it's like dark... And like, say I've got to come downstairs and the lights are off at night. I forgot, like one of the kids are and then I've got to run and find something. And I come down and then I get to the bottom of the stairs and for some reason I get like, I then freak out and then I have to like really run fast across the living room because I don't like it. So I've got pain in my chest and then I'm dying and I'm not
right, across the living room?
Yeah, I do. I get a bit like, oh. You ever hear it when like I've gone downstairs to get something in the night? And then do you not suddenly hear me like bolt up the stairs?
I can't remember hearing you ever getting up in the night. That's why I'm so surprised.
I did last night. You didn't get up.
When?
George.
I didn't hear him.
Yeah.
That's I was brushing my teeth. Fuck you. I wasn't even in bed yet. You're already in bed, you fucking arsehole. Don't try and pull that
still in the night.
Shit on me.
Still the night.
That's not the night. It's before you got to bed. So you're locking in Yerabit. Okay.
Yerabit. Right.
Happily. Oh, here we go. So we've got the answers, guys. Oh. We have got the answers. Right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. So this score has... Oh, okay, so you've got a total score of 185,964, which I don't know what that fucking means. But basically, let me give you a summary. So you will live happily ever after.
Yay!
If you haven't already, you will find your charming... Oh, sorry, these fucking pop-up bloody adverts, you know, one of them cheap sites. Do I want to do a BFS quiz? No, I fucking don't.
BFS.
If you haven't already, you will find your Prince Charming and live
in
a beautiful and magical world of flower petals, bunnies and cupcakes. Almost everything will work out for you. Together, you will slay any obstacles that arise.
We will slay you. Not you.
No, I won't be there.
We're not together. Oh, yeah,
Charming.
True. No, you are my Prince Charming. Just one of those shit ones. Not like the new Disney film ones.
Like one of the old ones.
Yeah,
if you watch old Disney films now, they're like really sexist, misogynistic, a little
really
bit racist. They're not that good, are they?
Yeah, no, really not.
It's not that good.
Really not.
So there you go. You're going to live happily ever after.
Oh, I'm
you're
going to so live happily ever after. Pleased.
Do you know what?
It's made all the difference.
Do you know what though?
What?
I feel like I want to do mine quickly.
Oh,
can we do mine?
Really?
Can we just do mine quick?
No.
No. Okay, fine.
Do you really want to do it?
Nah, whatever. So there you go. You're going to live happily ever after.
Thanks.
I would say click the link in the show notes now if you'd like to access
quiz
that quiz.
That really has no bearing on your
bang
life.
Bang average, isn't it? But it did.
I kind of liked it. It made me think.
Yeah.
Maybe it tapped into a brain of part of my brain that made me go, oh, yeah.
Well, we'll put the link in the show notes then.
Yeah.
So there you go. Quizonly.com, by the way. Quizonly.com.
Love
we'll
a
put
quiz.
We'll put the link in the show notes. Do you know what was quite nice, actually, about
what?
That?
What was quite nice? Tell me. What was quite nice?
Thinking back at the time when I liked you.
I know. All them memories where we, like, travelled and had
fun. That was horrendous.
Has the moon lost her memory?
Shut up, Nicole Scherzinger.
She is smiling long. She's actually got a really good voice.
She has.
She was on that concert, that guy, the King. Oh, yeah, the King. You know, the King's concert. She was singing on that, wasn't she?
She is
beautiful.
She's got a beautiful voice and lovely face.
Beautiful.
So there you go. If you'd like to check out Predicting Your Future, Well, do you know what? We've talked in the previous episode about, like, the person that you have to become.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you look back at the people that we were,
you're like a different person.
How did we get here? But we both are. But
you
actually,
are, yeah.
When I think about it, I was thinking about this the other day when I got home from work and I was like, all day long, I've been dealing with sales calls and people and clients and doing fucking zero bookkeeping accountancy and raising invoices and putting in questions to fucking Stripe and I was like, how did I become this?
Because
like 10 years ago 15 years ago all I wanted to do was like be on the radio, sing some songs, have some fun,
have a laugh, had a personality,
have a few beers. I think it's since I stopped drinking.
Yeah, that's definitely what you need.
I need to start drinking again.
Yeah.
Go get me a beer.
Definitely.
Live on the podcast. Go get everyone. I'm going to smash a beer.
Don't have a beer.
Get me a bottle of wine. I'm going to see if I can break my record. 56
I've torpedoed a bottle of wine before and it did not end well.
No, I'm sure it didn't.
Don't end well. Do that. It's really bad.
Never
idea.
Do that, guys.
I was actually so ill.
Safe drinking.
So ill that
Safe
night.
Safe drinking out there, guys. But there you go. So thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you would like to take the quiz, it was quite good fun actually.
Yeah,
to be fair.
It was.
Quiz only. What would have been better? Should have done it actually. What would have been better if I'd have guessed what you were going to say.
My God, it'd been like double layer.
Double layer quiz.
Oh my God.
Double layer quiz. So if you'd like to go and do the quiz, click the link in the show notes now. By the way, guys, we said this at the beginning, but we mean it. We need you, okay?
We need you guys.
We need your mugs.
We can't just keep talking to one another.
Just pure shit, innit? It's just pure shit.
We're just chatting shit.
Pure shit.
I mean, people go, oh, you're so relatable.
So relatable.
I mean, do you want us to just chat shit all the time?
That's what you want. Just DM us the word shit.
Yeah, if you've got a small business,
Got a small business or a small penis, get in touch with the show.
Yeah, I mean,
we cover both of those things.
If you've got a small business and you want us to shout it out, get in touch. If you've done something a bit muggy or someone you know has been a bit of a mug, tell us. You could win a mug. But more importantly, if you just want to talk to us about anything, if we can help you, support you, if you need advice, if you want to ask us a question about me, about James, about our marriage, about our business.
Here she goes.
Get in touch.
Classic Hayley with her 1,000 fucking calls to action. One thing, what should they do if they could do one thing?
Tell us what you need.
That's not it. Get touch.
Get touch.
You don't even know what we fucking need.
I fucking know.
Anyway, we predicted our future. Maybe you want to predict your future. Cheers, your ears. Thank you for being here.
Should we predict the future of business marriage?
Fuck it, I think it's going down the drain. Bye.
This show is a Phonic Media production.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.